We want to welcome you this Tuesday afternoon to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Of course, you're listening at a little different time, but we're glad that you've joined us because there's no time, no distance in the Lord. Brother Freedom is here, and he's come through the door just feeling a really strong unction, and we believe the Lord is going to speak through him this afternoon in a wonderful way. We pray for you out there, the listener, that the Holy Spirit will be present in that room wherever you are, and that you will be enabled to understand these truths. They're very special. You're not going to find them anywhere else, because this is not a popular website. This is just a truthful website, and we want to bring the truth to you as the Holy Spirit is revealing it. Father, we thank you for touching Brother Freedom this day. Lord, he's come through a lot of things to be here. But you are glorious. You are healing him. You are raising him up. And Lord, this is the day that you raised him up for, to do a mighty work. Bless him today. And bless the listener out there, those precious people around the world and various continents who listen. There are not a lot of us, but we want to serve you, Father. We want to serve you. We want to honor the Holy Spirit. That's why we call it the Holy Ghost Calling webpage, because the Holy Ghost is calling us to a better life. He's our comforter. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, I just thank you for your tender care, your mighty blessings, because in our own framework, we're unable to carry forth thy work by thy mighty power. And Father, I know as you had Gideon decrease, I've had to learn to decrease. I've had to come to that place that, Lord, you're doing the whole thing. I'm not really doing anything. But I know in that, if as I decrease and come as that little, as my brother Clint had received that great dream about this little man with a little brown suit, which was myself. And I was so little that no one could even hardly see me. And that's the way it's been in the church wages and this for about 30, 40 years when God's been moving mighty powerfully in my life. They didn't see nothing but not even worth coming to church. That's what they've many times thought about. And so I've lived through these times. I've lived in this time I've seen, which has taken place. I've seen the decline of the Holy Ghost in the churches. And I've heard boards speak, we're not going to allow this to happen in our church. But you know, that wasn't from the Lord. That was man's voice saying that. God never said that. The Holy Spirit never said that. But men said those kind of terrible, cutting, hard things. And those things become spearheads for the enemy to come into the church, to set up residency, to occupy in that ministries. Where nothing takes place. You know, the Holy Ghost is your keeper and your friend, your savior. But you know, when you don't have him, the enemy can come in, feel cautiously, and he don't really want to make too much disturbance, because if he went to very great depths, you would know he was the devil. But he comes in there as a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's there to deceive you. He's there to touch you, to move upon you so that you might be deceived in the last hour. And this is what's taken place in many churches. I've seen it. There's no more power of the Spirit of God. And I believe in that Holy Spirit. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe it's His hour. I believe it's the hour that God has made to come alive in this last hour. But those who do not want that, I believe are going to grow colder and colder and more lukewarm. And truly, the Word of God said that they're lukewarm, He will spew us out of His mouth. And I believe there's many who have lost the way. And they think they're really, everything's right, but they don't really have that fullness of power. They don't have the anointing. They don't have the strength. And if I'm speaking to any of you out this day, take courage. Reevaluate yourself, because the Bible plainly says, Jesus said, if I go not away, the comforter will not come. But if I go, I will send him. And when he come, he will reprove the world of sin, lift up my name. And then when we kick him out and say bad things about him and try to discard what he has for us, we're getting a questionable place. We're in a place that Jesus says, I will forgive you all things, but for those that come against the Holy Spirit. And I truly believe, as truly as I live here this day, for this hour, that I believe there's many have come very close to sealing their doom. So if this is speaking to any of you out there, remember, don't do anything against the Holy Ghost. Don't do anything to come against Him, because He is God Himself. He's part of the Godhead. People have treated Him so terribly. For I'm for one, or an achiever for Him. I love Him so much. I'm thankful for His power. I thank Him for His strength. I'm thankful that He can live through my life as a worker, and I can perform through Him, and He'd help me, and He would help anyone who wants to have Him live within their heart. And I see great and mighty blessings take forth. I see many, many things happen that only the Holy Ghost could do it. And I've seen lives touched from heaven. I've seen people saved, people all kind. I've seen people prayers answered, things that only the supernatural can do through and about the Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit of God that God has here this day, and it's going to move mightily in this last hour. You might say it's not going to happen in your church. Well, you better just be careful, because you may be here after the church is gone. You may be here at a time when there's nobody here but you and angry people. And when that is, the Lord Jesus is going to take up His people to heaven. And if you miss that, you miss a lot, because you're going to be doomed basically for eternal judgment. And that's going to be a terrible day. For all those days you went to church, all those days you have played and done many things, and you've even helped the sick. You've done these things, but you've done it in your name. And Jesus, God wants you to do it in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the helper. The Holy Ghost is your defender. He will keep you. He will walk before you. He will lift you up in heavenly places. He will restore you. He will help you in a very powerful way. But now I'm just going to pray, Father, just bless this time. Bless these words as I speak them. But this message today is going to speak clearly about what has been spoken. About the power of the hour is in the Holy Ghost. You say you want revival? Just get the Holy Ghost in your church. You'll automatically have revival. But you're not going to have revival. Someone out there playing the piano and singing great mighty words. You're going to have it with the power of the Holy Ghost. I'd rather live under a fig tree or out in an oak tree or something under, and I don't even have a place, and have the Holy Ghost with me, than have in the greatest cathedral that they built, and all the tea in China, and all the great things, all the great blessings you call are so wonderful, and you call because God is real. I wish for Him. And I believe that that's what's happened to our churches. We sold out to the enemy. We've done just like Haiti. We sold out to the enemy. Because one time, you churches had power. You had strength. You had overcoming power. And today, you're very weak. You're very wicked. And you're very without comfort. You're there not able to lift your own weight. You're as I was a few weeks back with a stroke. Your spiritual stroke has come upon you, and you're bound. You're laying there flat of yourself. You can't help yourself. You have to call upon the pastor to pray for you. And if he can't pray for you, you don't get done. And so it's not taking place. And you need that power for this last hour, that you might be an overcomer to go into heaven. And having done all to stand, and that's this time, this day, the church needs to take position. And having done all, they're going to stand in the power of God. They're going to stand strong, and they're going to stand tall in the Spirit of God. And I thank you, and I praise you. I pray that those out there, you'll open your ears to hear this word today, because I believe it'll bring forth a change in life. It'll help you to clear out the cobwebs that you had in your mind. You have been maybe, I would listen to other people that have misguided you. You need to be restructured, repowered, and you have an overcoming power that He, greater is He that's within you than He is in the world. But God is the answer. He wants to restore you. He wants to lift you up. And we just pray for a mighty anointing this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. I welcome you today. I'm thankful that our God is real. I'm thankful that my God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Aren't you glad that He don't change? I've been on church boards and people have complaints. And I've paid my tithe, brothers and sisters out there. I've been on church boards. I've been on pastor boards. I've been on places that many didn't like me because I stood up for holiness. I stood up for following the Word of God. I stood up for the Holy Ghost. And many I found out didn't want that. The whole churches didn't want that. The whole church went a new experience that they have nowadays to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray, Lord, my soul shall take. And that's the kind of religion we have. It's just a Humpty Dumpty. It's not from the heart. It's just a carnal experience. And people have got it down to level. When you go in a church house, that building is going to save you. It's not going to save you. That church house can fall down upon you. The tornado can come and ruin that church. You can't blame God if he does, because the Spirit of God is not in there a lot of times. You need the Spirit of God. You need to know it. You need to have the question. If the Spirit of God's there, I'll tell you, you will automatically have unity. Where there's a lot of different people turning their own horns, it's not unity there. You've got natural people in there. The Bible says the natural man receives not the thing for the Spirit of God, for the foolish son to him, neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. Well, what do you get in the Bible? Yes, in the Bible. God wants us to keep our eyes upon him, for he cares for it. And Ephesians, which is in the New Testament, in the first chapter and 10th verse, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one in all things in Christ. That's us. We're in the fullness of time. God's going to come close very soon. And he's going to shake heaven. He's going to shake earth. And everything that's shakable is going to be shaken. And that which cannot be shaken is going to remain. And if you're in a questionable place, you're going to be shaken. He's going to shake you. He's going to lift you up. He's going to pounce upon you. And if you can't take it, you're going to be left there. And then he's going to take those that can go through that shaking. He's going to take them to heaven. I believe that time is very sure, very soon. But that dispensation has been thought about for many years. In the beginning of time, God thought about this day. He thought about it when Noah preached to those people, when he gave that rainbow as a sign that he would not destroy the earth no more with water. But God sent his own son, Jesus, in the fullness of time, that Jesus would come back through the clouds of glory. And it's been about 2,000 years, or maybe a little over. And God has worked some 2,000 years in the sequence. And about 2,000 years each time, each different section of the Bible has come to pass. The days of before Noah was about 2,000 years. From the days from Noah to Jesus was about 2,000 years. And from Jesus to now has been about 2,000 years. The one last period, which is going to come to pass very shortly, and that dispensation, this dispensation, leads you into that dispensation, is that's going to be the 1,000 years millennium, when Jesus is going to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem, and it's going to be all well, and Jesus is not going to say, well, if people want to go to church today, everybody will go to church. They'll go to Jesus' church, because it will be mandatory, but that's where you're going to be. And you think, well, you don't know? No, you're going to be there if you live here upon this earth. But you may not live upon this earth, because God may take you out before that. But that's coming up on the agenda very shortly. I'm just telling you what's coming up in the pages. Pages history very shortly. There's going to be a great war that's going to be cut to pass over in Palestine, that area, and great Israel. And when that war comes down through that great valley, they're not going to make it. God's going to fight them with the elements. He's going to defeat them. It's going to be millions of people going to be destroyed. And they're going to quake in their boots. And the remnant's going to be left. It's going to take about 7 years to just pick up the dead. It's going to be but that's very close. That time is very soon the rising. I believe that's why we've got the television nowadays, because it's going to show these things. It's going to show all the defeats. It's going to let the rest of the world know the full power of God. They will know that God is a great God. He's a God of the heavens. He's a God of the earth. He is a God of gods. He is real. He is God, and he's great. He's mighty. He's lovable. But yet he has also a judgment part, and he's coming very soon. And those who do make their hearts right with God are going to be in that place
that he's going to say, my what? What have you done for me? And we say, nothing. He says, well, I have nothing for you. You didn't accept my son. He paid in full that you might have redemption. Well, I didn't know a thing about it. That's not going to work with God. It's not going to cut anything. God says, well, you know, the goats are going to go to the left, the sheep to the right, so you're going to go down with the goats. And that's going to be a long pathway that goes down, 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 down to an endless darkness that starts so horrible. It's so treacherous. No one should have to go there. But if you miss out, the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son shall have life. He that believeth not the Son life shall not have life, and but the wrath of God shall be upon him. Ye abide in me, and my words abide in you. Ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done. Now, I'm going to just get started. You heard what the scripture said in the dispensation of time. I'm going to go to the book of Acts. I'm going to read something. The Apostle Paul had a revelation back about close to 2,000 years ago. It's the Apostle Paul telling us it's a prophecy which has already started. It's been going on. I know it's been going on for 50 years that I've seen this happen. It says, take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flocks, even which the Holy Ghost, hath made you overseers. Well, we didn't know that was in the Bible. Well, it's in the Bible. It's in Acts. Many other places speaks about it, but it's real. Speaks powerfully in Acts 20:28. Hath made you overseers to feed the church of God. Well, I thought the pastor fed the church of God. Well, that's what you think. But I'll guarantee you it's not it. They're to be led by God's Spirit. And the Spirit points the pastors. Your pastor may not be appointed. Your pastor he hasn't got an authorized driver's license. Maybe his license is not really legal because Jesus, he's the one that anoints through the Holy Ghost. And you kick the Holy Ghost out, well, that gives you another point against you too, because you're coming against the one that's going to save you. The one that can help you, pastor, or whoever you are, church board, or whoever you are, you need the power of the Holy Ghost. You believe in the Bible, then you should believe in this. That's why I found this out, that many people, they say these words, but they don't know because they don't know the Bible well enough. The Word of God is true. And I found out that these pastors and denominations, what they do, and there's some passageway that connects the power of the Holy Ghost, they discard it. They say, it's not for us. Well, I guarantee you, it is for you. It is for you. It's in you, old child of God. If you don't believe it, I'll guarantee you, you're going to eat it someday because it's true. Well, because you don't think it is, doesn't mean it's not real. I guarantee you it's real. God hath made you overseers of the church which he has purchased with Jesus' blood. Jesus paid in full that his blood would purchase the church. The church would be triumph. The churches would have power. The anointing of the Holy Ghost would move mightily. You talk about those waves of Benny Hinn and other people falling out in the Spirit. Jesus is there. They're all falling out. I'll guarantee you, when Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost in this last hour, you're going to stop. Maybe your heart will even stop. God is coming. He's coming through the clouds of glory. And this day is approaching. Whether you like it or you don't like it. If you don't like it, you need to try to change your attitude. The attitude just has a lot to do where you're going to head, where you're going to be headed. And if you want to have success, you better look to Jesus. He's the author and finisher and keeper of your faith. And he has given you the Holy Ghost that will help you. In Corinthians, it says that all the gifts, the 12 chapters. But then he goes down that last verse. He says, yet I'll show you a more excellent way. You've taken this more excellent way as discarding the Holy Ghost. No, it's not. It means if you have, by some chance, the gifts and haven't got love, out there you might say, well, I pray for the sick. You haven't got love, it's probably nothing. That's what goes on the 13th chapter. It just continues on. We, some people have the power, but then there's so much hatred that they got to eat people up because they're so high. If this has been any of you out there today, you need to take heed to this. Take heed to the things of you heard, lest any time you should let them slip. That's the word of God. I love you, and God loves you, but I just don't want to see you make these silly mistakes. They're silly. They're not normal. But this next verse will let you know what's taking place. For I know that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you. Oh, wow. And not sparing the flock. See, that's what's happened. You out there that don't want the Holy Ghost, you're a wolf in sheep's clothing. You come in, and that many times there were some righteous folks that was there, and you got to make sure that they got kicked out of that church. And the pastor was told if he didn't go along with you, he wasn't going to be there either. This is serious business. You need to go reestablish yourself and take heed to what's taking place, because this has literally happened in America. I've seen this happen. Grievous wolves among you, not sparing the flock, as also your own selves shall men rise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples. And that's what it's done. It's drawn. There was two churches back here about 50 years ago. But every guy started thinking, well, we want churches like everybody else. We want, because we want to get a lot of attract people. So in attracting people, they wasn't careful who they attracted. So many of these non-believers, which actually become wolves with sheep clothing, they came in and they become the powers. And those powers become what that church, those old people that were humble, they got kicked out. They got put upon. God's keeping the record. He knows it's true what I'm saying. And it has happened and it's still happening. Anytime a spirit church gets, somebody comes there and the Spirit of God's upon them in a quiet, wonderful way, they won't let it happen. So then God has to come, says, well, how do I have to, you just got to get a little bit noisier. So when this happens, then they all come to live. Then we can't have this but you never allowed the Holy Ghost to come. Your fault. If you give it normally, it would happen normally. But you give no place for this entrance to proceed into your services. So when he come in abruptly and the pastor's up there trying to speak, you said it's not from God, because your pastor is so anointed and he knows everything and that is all, but he's not. The Holy Ghost is the out man. He is the power, the hour. Without him, your church will fall apart. It will be deceived. It'll bring you down to a place of no power. And this is what's taking place. Exactly what this word tells you. For yourself know that these hands have ministered and ministered all them that were with me. These things was what ministered. It was the ministry of God. The ministry of wrong spirits. These were grieving wolves. Had gotten in. What do you think about a place that grieving wolves would come in the house and destroy the people? You'd say it's terrible. Our church has done the same thing. They wanted to be like the natural church. And so nowadays, the spiritual churches have no more power than natural churches, because they have all dismantled prophecy through the Spirit of God. They're all moving in the same realm. And that's why everyone comes up together, all pray together, because nothing happens. If God is where you should be, one man can pull heaven down. God doesn't need 100 people like he did to defend Gideon. His 300 went out and defeated. That's what it is today. You don't need a lot. If you're under the right anointing of God, you need to get rid of the hindrances. Those hindrances come out, have to help you. They're just moving against God because they don't know what they're talking about. They're just up there making noises. And they pray, all of you out there praying like natural people. You're not seeing nobody saved. You're not seeing nobody healed. You're not seeing nothing take place because you're against the power of God. You are a hindrance. You need to get it clean. You need to change them out. Brother Freedom's going to be here we're going to be gone very shortly. Not going to be too long. And if you miss it, I tell you, I'm telling you, I have heard these things. I've heard these accusations. I know, even these real super duper for it, they don't want people like me. They don't want anybody that's had the anointing. And that speaks for themselves. They don't want it. They don't know, don't want anyone that speaks a lot of the word. Oh, you gotta keep it down, sort of, you gotta just tell about what the word means. You don't want to speak the word, it's a little bit too strong. Well, I guarantee you, the day of judgment, you're going to find out what you've got is not going to be strong enough to help you. It's sort of weakened down like broth that has to have no strength in it. The message doesn't have any power. It's going to not help you. Medicine that doesn't have any strength will keep you weak. But a strong medicine will make you well. And God has a medicine here today that will save you, will uplift you. Quit going against the powers of the Holy Ghost. Quit going against God. Quit. God is a spirit. What his spirit is, there is liberty. Can't you get that through your head? God is a spirit. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. He is your friend. He's your one. That Jesus said, he says, Nephil, if I go away, for I go not away, the comforter will not come, but if I go away, I will reprove the world of sin and send him to you. He sent us, the comforter, that we might be delivered, that we might be set free. Oh, hallelujah, that we might be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, that we might be saved, hallelujah, that we might be freed from the darkness, that we might have an heavenly sunshine, that victory, alive, real, said the maimed, healed, the maimed walk, the deaf, hear the word of God. The eyes that cannot see, blinded, will all be open. They will receive the brilliancy of God's glory upon them. They will see that revelation light. They will see the favorability of God's power upon them, which flourishes forever and ever and ever without end. The glory cloud is coming down. The glory of God is here to be revealed. God's here to set you free. God's here to make examples of you that you might walk upright before him this day and have liberty. In the name of the Father, then the Son, and the Holy Ghost. This is not me speaking here no more. This is the power of God. God's here to save you. God's here to uplift you. God's here to make his way, his face shine upon you, to be gracious upon you, to forgive you, to uplift you, to make you a new man, a new woman. What a bargain. God's here to help you. Reach out to him this month right now. He will save you. He will heal you. He will baptize you. He will make you ever with whole. He will give you a new heart, a new direction. He will process you for the Father's kingdom in the name of the Father, name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the wonderful name of Jesus. Jesus is coming back. Can't you see it? He's coming soon. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Be faithful. Look to him. Come, my people, I will help you. Seek me and ye shall surely find me. For I will help thee this last hour. I will help ye to process thy way. Thou will not be discouraged no longer, but I will help those little ones. My little ones, I come to you this day that are now lost your own way. Those who have trampled you down and mangled you, I will re-heal you. I will bless you and I will help you. For those limbs that they've broken off you, I will even mend them. For those who have come against you so harshly, I will save you this day. Be not afraid, for I, the Lord thy God, am with thee, and I shall save thee. For my ones, I love thee. Come to me, for I will not discard thee, and I shall love thee, and I shall protect thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall give thee inheritance that fades not away, reserved in heaven. Can't you hear? Reserved in heaven. You've got a reservation. You've got a reservation that fades not away. You have a life journey before you, and you need to take passage this day. You need to invest on the pathway of life that you will have a real connection that day, last hour. Father, we just ask these things to be done. I'm getting very weak, so I'm just going to close. Thank you. I pray for all of you out there this day. I pray that God will use you. I'm just so tired. Lord, bless people today. Bless them in a mighty way. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The Holy Ghost, he deserves better. They run rampant. The churches have tore him up. Sinful what they've done. They abuse Jesus. Now when Jesus is gone, they're all making him. But if you come against anything, yeah, but it's all in the name of Jesus. No. Jesus says, need to go away. I'm going to be at the right hand of the Father. We don't want to know. What we know, like I told the lady yesterday, you don't need to know nothing. You got to need to trust.
Don't need to know nothing.
I don't want to know.
Boy.